This is once again another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. This is Eddie Greer III coming at you on this late Thursday night, November 14th, 2024, Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We're trying to cover an end, whether that's football or women's golf. It's your first time listening to this. And everything else in between. This is your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for checking out this episode or taking time out of your day or night, evening to listen to me and talk K-State yet again. And if you like what you're listening to, definitely make sure you go ahead and hit that like, subscribe button every time we post content. And that's where the alarm button comes in. Press the alarm button every time we post content. Not only Monday through Friday, we try to, but on the weekends too, mostly. So we try to do it differently than the other case of the podcast. Yes, there's experts closer, much closer to the team that pay attention more closely to football and men's basketball. But hey, we got a good women's team as well. So I know there's other podcasts out there that do that. But we try to cover all things K-State sports. So I know there's one other podcast that does that, I think, as well. But I think not thoroughly than us. So that's probably a humble brag coming on here saying that. But seriously, though, we've been a lot more consistent here as we get in the groove, posting K-State content every day. So make sure you do that as well. And go ahead and also, while at it, y'all want more K-State bonus coverage, go ahead and download that Podbean app right now and subscribe to my channel, Greer3 Eddie's Podcast. Again, that is Greer3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-I-D, apostrophe S, Podcast. Myself and Alex A. We have fresh, and I mean fresh, content that we have over there right now. So go over there, go and check that out. So this is the preview edition. Football, K-State coming off their second bye week of the season and their last one. And you know what happened last time? K-State hit the field on the football side. Stuck up the field in Houston, Texas, and got upset by a 3-5 team. And we're going to sit here and make excuses of it. And continue to make excuses of it, right? So I had to remind y'all of that as well. But now, K-State had a clear path to get to the Big 12 championship. And now, of course, you got to make more things difficult. I've said that numerous times since we got upset by Houston. You got to play Arizona State team that, let's take it what it is. I didn't think Arizona State is going to be as talented as they are. Look, not knowing anything much about Arizona State other than the fact that they just come over to the Pac-12 for a long time. Now they're in the Big 12 now, which you might just call this the Big 16 because you got 60 teams in here on that battling out. But Arizona State, who would have counted the fact that it's Arizona State team is going to be good. Not me. But they're coming off a win against UCF, and I had it here for a minute. And they got to put it back up. 35-31. So Arizona State comes in here, and this is what I was talking about. A cluster. K-State is with Arizona State. Who else they're with them? West Virginia and somebody else. There are four teams. Well, yeah, now Iowa State, who've lost the last two conference games. Why don't you? So while K-State was on a bye last week, Iowa State lost. And then when Iowa State lost the first time, K-State got upset by Houston. So there's a lot of missed opportunities going around. And I did an episode on that. Go ahead and check that out as well. That's already on the Pearl Project podcast feed. Go ahead and download that and listen to that first before listening to this preview podcast. So this is what it sets up. And me and Alex talked about that on the bonus channel. Not trying to spoil anything, but this sets up an elimination game now for K-State. Another one. Because you have to hope now. Colorado loses. They won their last three. And you got to win out. You got to win out anyway. Regardless of whether you got played terrible at Houston or not, you had to win out regardless. So now you really, really, really have to win out to even have a chance and hope Colorado loses, because you already have the tiebreaker over Colorado. You have tiebreaker over West Virginia, who was in that spot. And somebody else was there, too. I can't remember. I'll probably pull it back up. But I know this. You get Arizona State. You lose to Arizona State. You're done. You're done. And you have them at home in the friendly conference of Bill Snyder Family Stadium, which, look, last time we're at home, we got taken to the limit. We got outplayed by Kansas. And I think, you know, going back to Kansas, this team has got outplayed Look, we should have lost to KU, and we deservedly lost to Arizona State. So, not Arizona State. Not yet, anyways. No, we don't need that. I'm at Houston. Sorry. But we should have lost to KU, and we definitely deserve to lose to Houston. Now, Arizona State coming off of what? 35-31 win against UCF. Sets up another matchup there as well. So look, let me see if I can pull some of these stats here. From the game. Yeah, Ricks, the quarterback, was 24-34, 229 through the air in a pick this game. But how about, well, no, that's UCF. My bad. Leavitt, the quarterback, right team. 16 for 25, 161 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks in this game. Tyson, the leading receiver with 99 yards, 7 catches, 2 touchdowns. Brown, their running back, at 18 totes, 73 yards. He did not see the end zone in this one. Yeah, Tyson had 2 of those touchdowns through the air. And Medier had the other one from the quarterback, Leavitt. So 35-31, they beat UCF. Now they're coming here. And look. Yeah, the last two games, K-State has been outplayed by opponent. And really, should have lost both of those games, to be honest. If we're going to sit here and be honest, let's be honest with that. They're K-State. You're coming off a bye. You got to come on more energy. Houston, I don't know what happened. Was it the rain or whatnot? Or playing down? They played down to their opponent. And yeah, KU, that's a rivalry game. I get it. I understand that. That's a separate topic. But Houston, 3-5. I'm sorry. You're better than that. And I get that. Yeah, we can give all high praises. And I have done that myself. I give the high praises to Willie Fritz, but yet K-State, you're supposed to be the better team in there and go handle business. You didn't do it, and now you're coming in here. Look, we have to play. You pretty much have to play, and it's easier said than done. You pretty much got to play perfect, right, in all three phases, right? We have not seen that in a minute, right? The special teams was not good. Had to replace a high snapper? Seriously? so that's unheard of in any level of football. Whether that's college or pro or even Pop Warner for that matter. I mean, seriously, got to replace a snapper? This is the Pro Project Podcast, All Things K-State Sports Preview, Arizona State, Saturday night. Bill Steiner Family Stadium, K-State, looking to keep their Big 12 winning hopes alive. In this elimination game against the Arizona State Sun Devils, which, for those who don't know, coming from the Pac-12, new to the Big 12 this year, and they're from Tempe, Arizona. But, look, man, look, you got to go. Look, the offensive line has played bad, and for whatever reason, and Alex brought up a good point in the bonus content, Alex Aiden McCullough's for the Podbean app, Pro Project Podcast, the running game. Got to get his look, DJ Gaines gotta get back going, and this has been a calling all year long, and I'm probably not the only person to say this. Gotta put Dylan Edwards on the field more. I don't know what's going on, the offensive coordinator, these co-office coordinators, whatnot, Connor Riley, but we are what, 9 games in to the season. I think this is going to be week 11 now when this comes out. Speaking of which, it's easy math for myself when I post this out. But look, man, Connor Riley's got to figure this stuff out. I almost said about where I should have just went ahead and said it. But he's got to figure this crap out, man. I mean, stuff out. We're 11 games in. You're 9 games in. We got to figure this out. I mean, this is an elimination game. You got to put all the cards on the table. It started with Avery Johnson making good decisions at quarterback. Got to get the running game going, set the play, the pass. And if I'm K-State, if I'm the offense coordinator, what would I do? I would do what you did, going all the way back. Now, I know Avery Johnson's been kind of banged up, whatever. I'll go back and lean on 31 and Dylan Edwards number 3, right? Lean on 31-3. There we go. Lean on those guys. If Avery can't run the ball, which Avery carved up Arizona all the way back at the beginning of the year, and so you're putting And I think the weather should be good. The weather should be pretty good. So, no excuses about this with the damn weather. No, I don't want to hear no excuses about no stupid weather. I don't want to hear that because there's been a lot of that talk about weather and all that. I mean, we shouldn't be doing that. No. I said it. You're the better team. You should have handled your business out down there. And I don't know if it was the crowd, the weather, or the fact you're playing a sorry 3-5 team. None of that. Mm-mm. You're playing a good 7-2 Arizona State team. You're better to come out with high energy. You're at home playing in front of 50,000 plus of your fans in purple. You better have your asses ready to play this football game. Otherwise, yeah, you're out. Completely out of the picture, and you got yourself for a bowl game. You're coming with the expectations of going to Toronto. You're a pick preseason second in the conference, and And look, the defense on the flip side, the defense played pretty well in the game to win the game. So I just don't understand the spot. Yeah, they gave up the long run, unfortunately, there, which is unfortunate, but. You had multiple chances to put Houston away before that, and you didn't get it done. So, I expect the defense to, look, you got to slow down those guys, put pressure on the quarterback, obviously, but you got to do what you've done all year long. Give your team a chance. Give your offense a chance. Give your young quarterback star, Avery Johnson, a chance to win his football game. Do what you've done. So, I'm not worried about the defense. The defense gave you a chance to win the game. K-State offensively didn't take advantage of it. And I can go down this rabbit hole about this two offensive coordinator situation. I ain't going to do that. not today. But, yeah, Avery Johnson throwing picks, that's not ideal. You do not want to do that against a pretty good Arizona State offense. So you just don't want to do that. I will rely heavily. Get your offensive line fired up. Do something with them because they have regressed in the last two games. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, previewing a pair of 7-2 teams, this elimination game in the Big 12 between Arizona State and Kansas State at Bill Snyder Family Stadium, ESPN, 6 o'clock kick. Bill Snyder Family Stadium, if you're going to this game, definitely make sure you're up for this game or something. Help out this K-State team. Give them some because now – You gotta win these last three games. I mean, as much as we focus on Iowa State here, this Arizona State game is huge. Because you lose this game, yeah, you're out. You're definitely out of it for sure. Because this is too many tiebreakers to go around. 16 teams in here. There's too much going on around here. So. Definitely, it sets itself up here that you put yourself in a way in a bind if you lose this game. Now, checking out now this conference to kind of wrap up this preview edition. Iowa State is the other one. So, Iowa State, Arizona State, West Virginia, and your K-State Wildcats, all of them 4-2. Like I said, already, West Virginia got tiebreaker on them, and you play Iowa State in a couple weeks. Got to take Arizona State. I'm just going to focus on this because you got to have help from Colorado. You got to help from them. I don't even know you're going to get that. But, again, I would say KU's your best friend right now. I would say that's my best bet. College football, anything goes. If I had to put some money on it, I'll put KU to beat Colorado. And I'll say the same thing on this week's bonus content over on the Podbean app. So, there you go on that. K-State, Chris Klieman. Yeah, no excuses. Coming off a bye, your second bye, you got to come out with the energy. You're at home in front of your favorite people, 50,000 plus. Bill Snyder Family Stadium is going to be rocking. Prime time game, cold, prime time game. I don't want to hear no stupid excuses, weather, whatnot. If you can't get ready to play this game, I don't know. You should be on the field at all. So look, Arizona State comes in here, awful win at UCF, good team. And look, Arizona State is 5 undefeated at home this year, 5-0, but away from Tempe, 500 football. So you got K State, you're at home, you're undefeated. 4-0, can you stay there? Because you got back to back home games with Arizona State, which is Saturday night, and Cincinnati coming here, which obviously that's a That's a winnable game there. But yeah, Arizona State, you got to take care of your own business. Can you do that? We'll see. And Avery Johnson, you cannot turn the ball over. You cannot turn the ball over. We have seen that for the last couple of games from him. You have to play mistake free football. You just can't. You just cannot put it in harm's way with this Arizona State defense. So that's what I'm looking for there. I'm not concerned much about the defense as much as the offense concerned. So we'll find out what happens Saturday night, Arizona State. I think K-State's 22 in the country here. Let me check here real quick. This is the Pro Project Podcast preview edition here. Let me see here. Let's check that real quick. I want to get it right here before we go off the air. Yeah, so Arizona State ain't ranked. K-State is somehow. And we're talking, actually, the playoff rankings here. The CFP came out, during the bye week? Yeah, K-State is sitting 16th, So 16th-ranked K-State in the college football playoff rankings now. Taking on Arizona State. Arizona State coming to Manhattan. We'll see what happens. A pair of 72 teams, and this is pretty much a playoff game now for Kansas State the rest of the way. Got to win out, and it starts Saturday night against the Sun Devils. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it wherever podcasts are found. That's going to wrap things up on this preview edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. Make sure you go ahead and, again, like, subscribe, give us a 5-star rating. That helps this podcast out tremendously with other K-State fans. If they want to add another podcast, which you should, because we cover your team, your K-State Wildcats, every day. Go Cats!